Eating and drinking in an institutional environment can be quite traumatic. When somebody has got an impairment such as MS with visual impairment as well, you don't want to eat. You haven't got the enthusiasm to eat. You don't want to enjoy your food. But on top of that, you've also got these physical difficulties that you have to deal with. It can be with visually that you can't actually see the food on your plate, in which case you would need somebody to tell you what the food is, where it is positioned on the plate, using perhaps a clock face for that. Using cutlery can be quite difficult also. You need to know where the cutlery is. Perhaps somebody needs to put it into your hand. Getting the food from the plate to your mouth is very, very difficult when you haven't got full control of your hands. I absolutely hated somebody feeding me. I would rather not eat than have somebody feed me. I couldn't do that. And they did leave me for a couple of days, really, to see how I went. I was just eating finger food, but I wouldn't eat properly because I couldn't bear somebody to feed me. Now, that's a difficulty that somebody would have to have help with to overcome those things. And that takes a lot of psychological support there. Everybody's different and everybody will deal with that in a different way. And it's for each individual nurse to get to know the patient that she's with.